This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 38th National Games in a dazzling ceremony at Dehradun in Uttarakhand yesterday. The opening ceremony showcased a unique blend of Uttarakhand's folk culture and modern technology. Several dignitaries, including union ministers, Indian Olympic Association officials, and national players attended the ceremony. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi termed the mega event a great platform to showcase the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. The Prime Minister highlighted that India is making a strong push to host the 2036 Olympics. The national games are being held in 11 cities of 8 districts of Uttarakhand till 14th of next month. A total of 47 events of 35 sports disciplines will be organized during the event. The second Amrit Snan of Mahakumbh will take place today on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya in Prayagraj. Mauni Amavasya holds significant religious importance, and the Amrit Snan on this day is considered highly auspicious. The Mahakumbh Mela, recognized as the world's largest religious gathering, commenced on 13th January, and the first Amrit Snan took place on Makar Sankranti, 14th of January. As millions of devotees and tourists gather in Prayagraj for the Mauni Amavasya Snan, the fair administration and police have intensified safety measures to ensure a secure and comfortable experience for the devotees. The Uttar Pradesh government has implemented a robust 7-tier security plan, and the Mela area of Mahakumbh has been designated as no vehicle and no VIP zone. A dedicated team comprising fair police, traffic police and specialized doctors have been deployed round the clock to assist the devotees in case of emergencies. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, is preparing for the launch of its landmark 100th mission from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. At 6:23 hours today morning, the GSLV F-15 rocket will lift off from Satish Dhawan Space Center carrying the NVA-02 navigation satellite into the geosynchronous transfer orbit. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized the growing significance of India-West Asia relations in a rapidly evolving global landscape. Delivering a keynote address at the inaugural session of the Raisana Dialogue in Abu Dhabi, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the impressive expansion of engagement between India and West Asia in the past decade, driven by strong trade, connectivity and cultural ties. The minister asserted that India sees the West Asia as a crucial passage to the world beyond. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the US President Donald Trump has invited him to visit the White House on February 4th. This will make Netanyahu the first foreign leader to visit Washington in Trump's second term. The visit comes as the United States is pressurizing Israel and Hamas to continue a ceasefire that has sparked a devastating 15-month war in Gaza. In Gaza, crowds of displaced Palestinians are making the arduous journey back to heavily destroyed northern areas for a second day, under a fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. According to media reports, more than 300,000 people have crossed from southern Gaza into the north. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions during night and early morning hours of Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim today. Similar conditions are also predicted in isolated pockets of Uttar Pradesh, Gangetic, West Bengal, coastal Odisha and Bihar during the next 1 to 2 days. According to IMD, light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm is expected over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya for the next coming day. IMD has also predicted rise in temperature by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over northwest, central and east India during the next 3 days. In men's cricket, England beat India by 26 runs in 30-20 international match at Narendra Shah Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat yesterday. While chasing a target 172 runs set by England, India scored 145 for the loss of 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. England scored 171 for 9 in stipulated 20 overs. England started well with Ben Duckett's explosive 51 off 28 balls and Liam Livingstone's late fireworks, 43 off 24 received the innings with a flurry of sixes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.